Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hey, everyone. Hi, Amber.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Hey guys, first off, let me welcome you all to Fit Chicks Chat. Thanks so much for joining us today. And we have a very special guest on today. We've got the amazing Amber Romaniak. Did I say your name right again? I always feel like I say it wrong.
Romaniak, that's okay.
Romaniak. Okay, cool. I don't mean any offense by it. I'm like,
oh, totally. Everyone says something different, so I'm used to it.
All right, cool. So guys, as you know, on Thursdays, we do our podcast all about basically business. We talk to different entrepreneurs out there to try to share wealths of information, to share content with you guys and help you understand how to structure your business, build a business, and understand especially online business. So that's what we're going to be talking to Amber about today. I'm really excited, Amber, to connect with you. So let's dive in. Let's start off with my big question, which is always, tell us your story. Tell us how you actually started your business, how it all began. What did that look like for you?
Yeah, so it definitely was not something I thought I'd be ever doing. So it was like everything happens for a reason. And I'm a huge believer in that now because of my experience. So essentially, I struggled with the food addiction for the probably unconsciously for most of my life, but especially, you know, going into my early 20s, I really struggled with my body image, my weight, food. I binge ate, you know, most days of the week. I tell people, like, I literally gained and lost 1,000 pounds in 5 years. Wow. I spent over $50,000 on binge food. And it cost me my health big time. It took me about 5 years to balance my hormones and my digestive system. So my low point was when I had finished a binge. I was just so unhappy and so bloated and so emotional. Mm-hmm. And I was laying on the bed and I was just like, oh, like something bad is going to happen if I keep doing this. And then I had a bit of room in my stomach and I went to the garbage to binge out of the garbage and eat the food. And it just hit me like, this isn't meant to be my life. This isn't who I am. This is not me. Why is all this happening? And of course I didn't know the answer then, but obviously it was happening so that I could muster up the courage to break through it and to learn how to overcome it on my own. So that, of course, it inspired me to then go, how many other women and men, but how many other women are struggling with body image, emotional eating, some form of eating disorder? You know, they're struggling with their weight. It's up and down every other month. And so as I started to learn more about my relationship with food and how that impacted my physical health and that I had a lack of self-love, it really inspired me. And I just connected with all the information I was reading and the work I was doing myself. And then I realized, wow, like, energy work really helps and saying positive affirmations. And then I started really reading Louise L. Hay, and I realized I had an intuition and that was scary to feel things. But then learned how to embrace that. And so it was just like all these steps led me up to going, I want to help people. People are asking me, what should I do? I think there's a huge need for this kind of work. And so 5 or 6 years ago, I went to the Canadian School of Natural Nutrition, got my holistic nutrition diploma, and had it already previous to that, have a media background, a TV background from SAIT. So they actually complemented each other very well as I started my business. And I've been in business 5 years now. And so I started just with seeing one-on-one clients. Mm-hmm. And from there, it's just evolved into so much more. So who would have thought, you know, such a deep, dark struggle would have created one of the most beautiful things, right? And I mean, here I am chatting with you. Like, this wouldn't be happening if I wouldn't have gone through what I didn't. I'm just so grateful for the way that it all played out, all the good and the bad.
Right. And I think, and I commend you for sharing that story so much, because I think that by showing people that there can be light from darkness is key, right? And showing people that there is possibility, even in those lowest moments, the moments where you feel like, I don't know how much more I can take of this, or how much deeper this can even go, that can actually become the catalyst to what can create something so much more beautiful for you.
100%.
So I think it's really amazing that you do share that story and that you share where you're at today from that, because that's what really was your catalyst.
So 100% it was. I have no idea where I'd be if that hadn't have happened. So
it was
a gift.
Exactly. And I think when you look at everything as a gift and you look at it from a perspective of, and we'll talk about this later too, but even when we talk about like business, like failures and things, like you hear all these gurus talking about failures, but we always see them as just lessons. Like it's just like, oh, I just, you know, that just didn't work out and that's okay. But what can I take from it? Right. And so it's 100%. Like looking at it from a different perspective will really help you to begin to achieve more. So when you think about from a business perspective and you think about like where you were when you first began to where you are today, so 5 years, what does that look like from the very beginning, from the one-on-one client intakes to where you're at today? How has that evolved?
Oh my gosh, it is completely evolved. I can honestly say running a business and really becoming an entrepreneur has completely changed my life. The level of growth that you experience when you run a business is exponential. It challenges you immensely. Mm-hmm. It challenges your internal growth, your mindset, your beliefs. You start to look at the way you behave and how it's affecting the way you manifest and attract things into your life. I had no but try and get ahead and get things going, get money flowing in and getting my name out there so people knew who I was and what I was doing. And of course, when you say yes to everything and you're working 12, 16 hour days, it's like, well, how do your hormones balance? How do you have good energy? Like my adrenal fatigue wasn't going away and things like that. And so it was definitely a ride, especially the first year, because it was like, I really want to challenge what they said in school, which was, it's going to take you 5 years to make this a full-time career. So you're going to need a part-time job. And in my mind, I'm just going, heck no, no, like give me a year, give me a year and a half. I've got this. And I just had this drive. And I had a lot of people say, oh yeah, like you want to be on TV, you want to publish a cookbook. Like, are those realistic things? And so anytime anyone ever questioned me or like doubted me, I always use that as motivation because I just had this drive to want to share my story and help people and inspire people. And I just never saw any of it as a negative or a block. It's just like, bring it on. Like I can totally do this. And I think, you know, having that drive and motivation and being led by your heart and your soul and what you're so passionate about is so important. And I think that's one of the things that really helped me get to where I am today. The other thing that I think, you know, was super, super important for me, and again, the universe is so amazing at making things support you. And I really believe, you know, we can grow a certain amount on our own. But I really believe having somebody to really support your growth and challenge you and stretch your limiting beliefs and open you up to take you out of your comfort zones is so important. So for me, another thing that was super important was I was about a year into my business and I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm not really making a lot of money. Clients book in and then they cancel and I have no real way of like keeping them accountable. Again, I'm exhausted. I'm spreading myself thin. And a girl that worked in the same clinic as me, she had mentioned this business coach who she said was like super intuitive and did a lot with energy and, you know, was really good with like money and exploring just all these different behaviors around money and different things. And I was like, oh, I'm curious. And so I share this because for me, I connected with this woman and we had a call and it was just like, I need her. And it was like, I have no freaking clue how I'm going to afford this. Yeah. I don't have any money to pay for this, but I can afford not to. And I think aligning with her, and I've now been working with her for 4 years, and having that support, having that alignment of someone who knows exactly how to support you and challenge you, having that mentor is huge. And you hear all of the most successful, you know, business owners in the world say, we all have a mentor. We all have someone who pushes and challenges us. And so that was a huge turning point for me in my business, in that it really helped me to get the boundaries set and start to say no. And trust my worth and my value and know that I didn't have to shortchange myself for anybody else. And I think that that's, as a business owner, like I see so many business owners under, you know, valuing themselves and giving all these freebies and trades and like run your business however you want. But it's just like, how much energy are you draining because you're not honoring your worth? And so I think that's one of the biggest things we can do is build that self-worth. And I think as you grow your business and you grow your confidence in your business, you really create that self-worth. And it's such a good feeling to be able to help and give from your soul and receive in return, right? That equal exchange. That's kind of like from the beginning, and then things have just grown. And now it's like, I have a podcast and I have a magazine and I coach people online all over the place and, you know, have great collaborations and just so many wonderful things and so many good things to come. So expansion is a huge part of, you know, my future and what I want for my business.
That's amazing. I honestly couldn't agree with you more in the sense when you were talking about coaches, I'm like, yes, 100%. Cause we waited. I mean, our business now is 10 years old. We just celebrated our 10 year anniversary.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And so after a decade, we waited a few years before we brought in coaches and we had like, you know, publicists and things like that we work with, but to actually bring in a coach, we waited. And I almost feel like looking back now, I'm like, man, I wish we would have done it way sooner, because as soon as we did, as soon as we started working with business coaches and helping us to elevate our business, it's like having that outsider looking in and helping them, they'll dissect it in a different way because you're so close to it, right? So anyone that's listening, like if you're considering getting a coach, if you're considering looking for a mentor, anything, like just stop considering it and just take action and do it, because it truly, like, we now have different coaches and different programs that we do consistently. And we change our coaches from time to time. I know that you've been working with the same one. We change ours just based on how our business is evolving and what we need from those people, right? Because of their expertise, they might shift in terms of what our desire is as well. But
yeah. And I think, you know, on that note, when you look, make sure that the person you pick, you so align with and that you feel so good about, because there's a lot that are probably out of alignment. So take your time and feel it out. Don't make a rush decision with any big commitment like that.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It's just like with anything that you're going to do with a partner, like whether it's in your life or your business, or, you know, if you're working with therapists or anything, it's like, you want to make sure that it's the right fit, because if it's not, you'll never be I find like you'll hold back. You won't be completely honest about what your goals are, what your ambitions are, what your dreams are, et cetera. Like, you will always have like a little bit of a disconnect. So you won't actually get out of it what you really should be.
I agree. And I also think, and this is not only with coaches, but with partnerships, collaborations, if you are out of alignment with that person, I'm a big believer in energy. And I'm a big believer in that if you are misaligned in any kind of relationship in your business, it's going to impact what you're attracting. It's going to impact your money flow. It's going to impact the kind of people who are coming to you. Mm-hmm. I have experienced situations like that. And when something just doesn't feel right, it's like, okay, it's time to change it. And then once it's adjusted, then it's like things are just back in alignment again. And it's like, okay, so trusting that intuition and trusting that feeling, I think, are so important when it comes to business, and not being afraid to have to make changes if something isn't working for you.
Yeah, definitely. 100%. And not being afraid to make changes as you see needed. Like, if as your business is evolving, don't be afraid. Don't feel like you have to stay put and stay where you were just because that's what you started with, or that's what you're known for, or this person that's worked with you for X amount of time. Don't keep yourself stuck based on that idea.
Change is good. Embrace it.
I love change. Now, speaking of, like, I knew you were saying, like, you've evolved into, now in terms of like online and in person, do you still do in person, or are you, what does the balance look like for you if you have any in-person stuff left?
Yeah. So
I'm pretty sure you've evolved into completely online, but
yeah, it's 100% online. It was the best decision I ever made. And the big reasoning behind that is, again, you know, I used to have office space, and really the dynamics of the space you're in are very important. And if the energy isn't right, if there's misalignments in values and mindsets, it creates a lot of potential stress and it creates a lot of heavy energy. And so that kind of happened, you know, as I went through each space, or like the other businesses were tanking and I didn't want to be in that lack mindset. Or one place I ended up going to, they were supposed to buy a space and then they didn't, so we were stuck in a condo and it was just like not the ideal place for my clients to be coming. And so then I went to one more space and it was good, but then they abruptly decided to move in a week and I'm like, no, this is a sign from the universe. I've been thinking about going and taking everything online. My clients love it. They don't have to worry about trying to park downtown and stress over that. If there's a snowstorm, if someone's not in Calgary, it's very convenient because we can connect online. And I know, you know, that that's, you know, it's so easy and it's, you still can have just as good of a connection. If not, perhaps maybe even a bit better, because you're not having to spend the first 10 minutes of the call grounding and calming your client because they got stuck in traffic, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I think that there's a lot of benefit out of doing it online, and there's so much opportunity for growth online as well.
I was going to say, yeah, like the way that from a business perspective, from a bottom line perspective, the way that you can scale your business when you are online is like unbelievable, because when you're in person, you're limited to the hours per day. You're limited to, you're basically trading your hours for dollars, versus if you're online, you can develop programs and content and everything else that can basically be automated or sequenced out so that you're actually making money while you're sleeping. And you can also service people from around the world that need your services. So yeah, I think online for us is huge. We love the online space, of course. For those reasons, but also just because, you know, from my lifestyle perspective, for us it was so key. We were like, we had an office space for a very short window. We thought we had to have a space, right? To
be
like we were professionals. Like we were. Like,
I agree. I thought the same.
Yeah, we were stuck in this mindset of like, if you don't have an office, then you're not a legit business.
Yeah.
Right? So we got one, and then we never went to the office because we didn't want to. We were like, I don't actually want to go there. Like, I just want to work from home. And I felt like it was such an inconvenience for me that we were like, okay, let's just get rid of it. And I mean, just also one other thing I just want to mention too is like when you were saying about the convenience for your clients, it's proven that one of the number one reason why consumers purchase is that based on convenience. If they'll buy, and I tell people this all the time, but like they'll buy a gym membership because the gym's across the street. Maybe not because it's the best gym for them, but because it's across the street. So by providing services online and by developing online courses, you're now providing the ultimate convenience, because now they can do it from anywhere in the world.
100%. I agree. It's great.
Yeah. Now, in your business, I know not everything, and especially as an entrepreneur, is not always, you know, it's not always simple. Some people think that it looks easy, but it's not always so easy. We've got our challenges. You got to learn a lot. Like you were saying in the beginning, you learn and grow so much exponentially. What would you say would be one of the biggest challenges that you face as a entrepreneur, as a business owner?
I actually think that it is probably around finding like-minded people to collaborate with that are also practicing what they preach.
Right.
See, and you may experience this too, but I see a lot of people who are preaching but are completely out of alignment with what they're serving other people with. And when, you know, you're trying to set boundaries and you're trying to like do things a certain way, and then another person is completely like scattered and all over the place, there just can be that misalignment. So I find for me, it was a big struggle in the beginning, because I'm like, oh, it's okay. Like, just give them another chance. Just give them another chance, because I didn't have any boundaries. And so, and then I'd end up getting to the point where I have a situation that would overwhelm me so much because I didn't want to upset anybody or like offend anybody by like standing my ground.
Right.
And I'd be stressed for way longer than I should have been. It was like when I give a notice to leave an office, I was like, maybe I'll just stay longer. Like, I don't want to upset them. I don't want to stress them out. Right. And it's right. Like, I think that was one of my biggest challenges to overcome, was like letting go of the people pleasing mentality, setting the boundaries, staying in my power and going, you know what? I know my values and what's important for me, and I want to align with other people in the same boat. If you're not great, not everybody's going to like you, and not everybody's going to be in the same space, and that's okay. And I think embracing that and not caring, like, oh, that person, it never like the collaboration never worked or that. And I think it's so important to just like move through that and be like, okay, what's next on the horizon? And with the relationships that are super important to me, value them, like nurture them, foster them, support them, mm-hmm. but never be afraid to let go, because hanging on can be so sabotaging to your energy and, you know,
yeah.
in the sense of your energy is going into your business, so you want it to be good.
Mm-hmm. No, and that's such a good sort of way of looking at it, and such a good piece of advice for our listeners, because I think it's so many times we just want to give people so many chances, or like you said, be people pleasers, like, oh well, I don't want to offend this person, so I'm going to mm-hmm. go ahead with it anyways. But if you feel from the very beginning it's not a fit for you, just really trust yourself, trust that intuition.
Yes.
And, you know, to add to that too, it, similar to what you were saying, like make sure that you're very clear when you're starting your business of what your personal values are, mm-hmm. set them up and be clear with yourself so that you can make sure that every decision you make is in alignment with your values and that you're being authentic. Because as soon as you sort of stray away from what your core values are and you're not being authentic to yourself or to your values, it'll show in your business. Mm-hmm. And you know, and we've done this, like we've had corporations, and I'm sure you had like as well, where they've come to us and said like, oh, you know, they want to partner with us. They want us to be spokespeople for their product or whatever. And we've turned down money and opportunity and marketing opportunities and things like that because it's not anything like I wouldn't eat that. I wouldn't drink mm-hmm. that. It's not something I believe in. And if I don't believe in it, I can't stand behind it. Right. And so, and I think that by acting in that way, you will feel good about your business, but it'll also show authentically mm-hmm. through your message, right?
So people can tell.
Your message will be, it'll be fluid, because it'll never be like, oh, I'm talking about holistic and then I'm promoting a product that is like completely off the rails.
Splenda, can we say that? Right?
You can,
I completely agree with you. And I think, you know, and if any scenario ever happens in your business where somebody takes advantage of you or is not honest with you, work through that and let go of that and take what you've learned from it and move forward. I think those kinds of scenarios as well, don't hang on to that stuff. Always sign contracts. Like there's just certain things that even if someone claims to be your friend, like sign a contract anyway, because you never know. And you need to make sure you have your butt covered and that you're taking care of yourself always.
Of course. No, you always, I mean, if you're not signing contracts, regardless if it's like a contractor that's just doing this small little project for you, like just have it in writing, have it signed off on, have an agreement in place so that you always have something to reference.
Well, it's like a healthy boundary, right? So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%. And what would you say? So in terms of like, that's sort of like one of the challenges, but then in terms of accomplishments, and I really want you to share, like, what would you say is one of your biggest accomplishments today? Like something that you just, whenever you think of it, you're just like, you feel so proud of this one moment. And it's not about being, you know, in any way, like sometimes people are like, oh, it seems kind of braggy, but it's not. It's just like, I'd love to hear, you know, successes as well, because I think that that's really key for people to understand that. You can highlight those too.
Yeah. And I think for me, it's the overall feeling of when people come to work with me and they say, I've literally never felt this good in my life, or I never thought I'd ever feel this way about myself, or you've helped me completely change my life. Mm-hmm. That is the most fulfilling, nourishing thing, because it's like, it is life changing, and it is something that it completely impacts every area of your life, not only your personal health, but your relationships and your career and your abundance and your friendships and everything. And it's so to see people go from like hating their bodies and feeling so ill to completely loving themselves and attracting beautiful relationships and business opportunities and being excited to travel, and because they're not fearing that they're going to eat and go into binge mode. It's just so fulfilling. And to see the age range from, you know, 2-year-olds to 74-year-olds that I've worked with, that, you know, seeing that is just absolutely beautiful for people to have their life back. Mm-hmm. So that's for me, definitely, you know, I think something that I'm most proud of.
Yeah, you should be. That's amazing. And I think, you know, anyone in this industry, anyone who is in like health, health and wellness, whether it's fitness, whether it's nutrition, whether it's mindset based, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, I find that oftentimes we, what you were saying earlier, we don't always value what it is that we do, or sometimes we have a bit of like an uncomfortable feeling of taking money for services that we're providing. Like we kind of like feel uncomfortable doing that for whatever reason. And I think that it's probably because we're not really recognizing the amount of value that we're actually providing to people, that we are making life-changing decisions and helping them understand how to change their life.
100%. I couldn't agree with you more. And I think there's no price on, you know, optimal health. And so it's so important to honor and own your value when you're helping that other person too. Because the last thing you want to do is undervalue yourself and then you are not honoring your worth.
Exactly. And then when you're not honoring your worth, it's just this huge snowball effect that will just continue in every aspect of your life, from that, from your health to your wellness to everything. Now, what would you say? I know that you said you have big goals. You have big goals for your business and you have all these visions. So would you mind sharing what is like one of, you can share all or you can share one, but would you mind sharing some of that with us in terms of what you really see for your business? What is the vision behind all of this?
Yeah. So I'm a big dreamer and I really believe, and I couldn't encourage people more to dream big. Like, don't just dream like town big. I want you to dream universe big, because I don't think anything is impossible. So for me, like, I still want Oprah to be my client. She still struggles from emotional eating. She even talks about it in her podcast. I can't wait for that day. I know when the stars are right, you know, to me, I want to work with massive influencers and celebrities who are really struggling because they have a massive influence. They make a huge impact on the world. And if they work on themselves, that will have a better impact on the rest of society. I want to be on Ellen. I want to be a worldwide speaker. I want to be a New York Times bestselling author. And I'm starting to plant some seeds about my book, The Book. So that's important. I want to have more online programs available for the awareness, so people know who I am, not for my sake, but to know they're not alone in what they're dealing with and that there is support available and they don't have to struggle, no matter how deep and dark it may feel and how impossible. It's just not the case. I think there's such a need. Like 90% of the female population dislike or hate their body, and that's a huge, staggering number, and there's such a need for what we both do. And I think therefore we're going to be very busy, you know, because there's a lot of people to help, and I'm so grateful to be one of those people that's here fulfilling a purpose. I think we're all here to fulfill a purpose. So those are some of my big goals and dreams. And I fully believe and trust that when the time is right, that they will come to fruition. So
I truly believe it too. I actually have goosebumps for you right now. Like, you can see them, but I legit have it when you said it, because I'm like, man, this is really going to happen. Because, you know, when I think about even like when I go back to our business, when we started it 10 years ago, Laura and I had big dreams, big goals. You know, everyone thought, like, oh, you're quitting your jobs to go and run around, teach fitness in parks. And we're like, sure. Okay. But really, we always said we were building a fitness empire. We always thought of it in big picture perspective. And we had all of these goals listed out of like, we want to sell something on the shopping channel because we want to be able to impact this. And also because I love the idea of the shopping channel. It's a cool experience. And, you know, we wanted to have a television show. We wanted to do this and do that and be on Dragon's Den and all these things. And then we accomplished all those goals. And then we thought, okay, well, now what? Now we got to create new ones. We got to create new dreams, new goals, right? And so I too, like you, I have a goal to be on Ellen. I write her all the time. So Ellen, if you're listening, let us both come on. We'll come together.
Totally. Yeah. We'll have a great time.
Yeah. And then, okay. So just to wrap it up though, I mean, I could talk to you probably for hours.
Me too.
You know, for our listeners and for anyone that is listening, what would you say if they are either, they already have a business running, or maybe they're thinking of starting their own business, what would be your one core piece of advice to someone about like just either getting started or elevating their business?
Yeah. So don't be afraid to fail, because failure is gold. Don't give up, because if you really want it, you have the opportunity to make it happen. And I think really be aware of your thoughts and your mindset, because again, I'm a huge believer in manifestation, and all the big influencers in the world say the same thing. Your thoughts create your future, and be aware of what you're thinking and shift and work on yourself, and always be willing to work on yourself, because it will only have a positive impact on your business. But
yeah.
And pick something you really love and lead with that versus, oh, I just want to make a lot of money, right? Okay, the money comes when you lead with your soul and your passion, mm-hmm. right? Like that comes, but I think it's just so authentic to be like, I'm so passionate about this. I love this. And then all of a sudden, hello, here's all this abundance around me, right? And it's safe to have it all, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
You don't have to only have one thing. You can have love and success and health and everything. So I think
yeah,
never shortchange yourself and never give up.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, thank you.
So Amber, for anyone who is interested, I know, I know you've been on our podcast before and you've shared this, but please share with our listeners, if anyone is interested mm-hmm. in learning more about you, learning more about your programs or working with you, how would they be able to reach you?
Yeah. So if you are, and it's interesting because I have actually quite a few business owners as clients. So you can reach out to me at amberproof.ca and you can read through my website. I have lots of great information there. And from there, if you want to have a conversation, you can book a complimentary 30-minute body freedom call. So that's one of the easiest ways. You can follow me on Instagram at Amber Romania, because that's where I share a lot of great content and come on and share a lot from my heart. And I have a podcast as well, and it's called the No Sugar Coating Podcast. So you can come and listen to that and see what you think. And if you connect with it, then great. But yeah, that's the best way to connect with me.
Yeah, guys. And honestly, I think, if you really enjoy our podcast, you're going to love her podcast, because I think we're very much in line and mm-hmm. in our beliefs, our values. And
yes.
So,
and I'm so grateful for that, because it's so great to connect with other like-minded people who are really just, yeah, it's so refreshing. So I'm so grateful for you guys and what you do.
Oh, same goes to you.
Thank you.
Well, so everyone, thank you all so much, Amber. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your message.
Thank you for everything that you do. And for everyone listening, thank you again. Make sure that you check out Amber Approved, as well as check out fitchicksacademy.com for more information about us. Mm-hmm. And we'll chat with you again next week. All right. Thank you so much, Amber. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.